Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. A fire in Yucca Valley yesterday afternoon left a family of four displaced, though no one was injured. At 4:45 p.m. on Monday, San Bernardino County fire crews responded to a 911 call of a fire at a single-family residence in the 55,000 block of Navajo Trail. One of the residents reported that a dryer in the laundry room of the house had caught fire. The resident was able to escape the blaze with a child. Two medic engines arrived on the scene, joined by additional units from Yucca Valley, Joshua Tree, and Cal Fire. They were able to contain the fire to the laundry area. The fire was extinguished within 15 minutes, but extensive smoke damage and utility issues meant that the family was unable to remain in the residence. Red Cross provided housing assistance to the family of four. No civilians or firefighters were injured in the blaze. An official with County Fire said that it appears the clothes dryer was involved in the fire, but the full cause has yet to be determined. Early this morning, a fire at an abandoned building in 29 Palms was extinguished, but left the structure a total loss. At around 2:42 a.m. Tuesday morning, 911 calls were made regarding a fire at a single-story residence in the 6200 block of Cahuilla Street. San Bernardino County fire crews from 29 Palms and Joshua Tree, with assistance from the Combat Center, found a well-involved fire in an attached garage and the rest of the house filled with thick smoke. The fire was extinguished within 30 minutes, and the fire did not spread to neighboring structures, but the house itself is considered a total loss. No one appeared to be living in the house, and no injuries to firefighters were reported. An official with County Fire said that no cause has yet been determined. After a closed session just 30 minutes prior to the official meeting, the 29 Palms City Council will gather this evening to discuss the downtown sewer project. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Tonight, the 29 Palms City Council will meet to discuss a single issue on the agenda. At the March 26 meeting, the council talked about the sewer treatment system for Project Phoenix and, after hearing from concerned residents, tabled the topic for a deeper discussion. The council previously reviewed the staff request to award the construction contract for the new phase to 316 Engineering and Construction, though it stopped short of doing so. Project funding has been set aside in the current budget and includes federal funds from the United States Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration. Total cost of the project is estimated to be roughly $2.2 million. The meeting takes place on Tuesday, April 9 at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. It can be live streamed or viewed on demand via the city's website, 29palms.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
New construction is on the docket for the Yucca Valley Planning Commission. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on tonight's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission will discuss the development code for new construction at tonight's meeting. Town staff will provide an update on the land use compliance review for minor expansions of both industrial and commercial properties. The commission has previously heard concerns regarding the development code requirements under the existing land use compliance review application. They will consider whether the application requirements need to be more flexible for minor expansions. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
While the Morongo Unified School District Board of Trustees usually hold their regular meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, there will be no meeting tonight on account of spring break. Instead, this month's meeting will be held next Tuesday, April 16th. Like always, we'll have the meeting's agenda for you the day of the meeting. Cost of living adjustments and a real estate purchase will be in front of the board at tonight's 6 p.m. meeting of the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency's Board of Directors. Reporter Mike Lipsitz is here with details.
Directors at Bighorn Desert View Water Agency will consider authorizing a 3.2% cost of living adjustment for employees and the general manager beginning at the start of the fiscal year this July. And in a related matter, directors will convene a public hearing in connection with the same cost of living adjustment to their own earnings. Finally, the board will consider giving management the green light to bid on several tax-defaulted properties. The public is invited to attend in person at the agency's board meeting office under the old water tower on Cherokee Trail in Landers. Remote participation is also an option. See this story at Z1077FM.com for a link to the agenda where you'll find complete instructions. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
Tomorrow, Meyer Stump Productions is presenting a multimedia event at Copper Mountain College's Bell Center, which includes a documentary screening and art exhibition focusing on four Morongo Basin veterans and active duty military as its subjects. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart spoke to Ted Meyer, who was awarded the grant to fund this project.
The documentary Sheepdogs, directed by Brian Knapp-Miller, tells the story of these four Morongo Basin veterans' injury and healing through tales of pain, triumph, and resilience. The film was shot entirely in the Morongo Basin and includes music from local artists, including Z1077's own Pat Kearns, the film's music director. The art exhibition presents Ted Meyer's monoprints and photographs of the subjects' physical scars and their health incident stories. This exhibit will be the first time the subjects will view Meyer's close-up photographic renditions of their bodies.
I have an interest in art and medicine. And years ago, I started a project called Scarred for Life. It's 23 years ago. I started making monoprints of people's scars. And over time, I've done subsets of that. And one of them was veteran scars. This year, there was a grant opportunity. So I applied for a grant to keep working on the scar project. And I got a grant to make this film.
While Meyer's father served in the military, his attraction to pursue such a project went even deeper.
I mean, my main reason for starting with the veterans ages ago, I started it during the Iraq War, and I found it uncomfortable that we didn't see the sacrifices these guys and gals were making. Having grown up during the Vietnam War, we used to see the coffins come back. We used to get a count every night of the casualties and the injuries and the wounds, which we didn't during Operation Freedom. And I wanted to make sure that these people were counted and that they, and I didn't want them hidden the way I felt they were when they were coming back from the Mideast.
Meyer and his partner Anna Stump were awarded the grant from Creative Corps and the California Arts Council. Stump said, quote, "It's really a portrait of 29 Palms and the desert. We tried as much as possible to imbue the murals, the base, the landscape. It's a very hyper-local film," unquote. Meyer, Stump, the military members, and filmmaker will be present for a short Q&A session after the film screening. The event is free and open to the public from 5 to 7 at CMC's Bell Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
The Dessert Soiree returns to the high desert this weekend for its 20th year. Put on by the Yucca Valley Sunset Rotary Club, the Dessert Soiree will be raising money for Reach Out Morongo Basin, an organization that provides assistance to disabled people and seniors in our community. Funds raised from this weekend's event will go specifically toward buying a vehicle to enhance Reach Out's transportation services. This year's Dessert Soiree will feature the locally famous and very popular $1,000 Deal or No Deal game, plus live and silent auctions. Expect appetizers, wines, a no-host bar, and of course, desserts. The Dessert Soiree will be held on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club in Yucca Valley. Tickets are $45 each and can be purchased in advance at sunsetrotary.org. A golf tournament for a good cause is coming to Yucca Valley, and they need a few more teams to sign up. Using his loft wedge to gently bring the story down near the pin is retired golfer Robert Hayden.
The Flying Doctor SoCal Golf Tournament is returning to Hawks Landing Golf Course in Yucca Valley on April 20th, and there's still space for three teams to join up. The tournament will feature on-course games like longest drive, closest to the pin, a putting contest, and a chance at a new car if you sink a hole-in-one. Mulligans, raffles, and a 50-50 drawing, all on top of a great day of golf. The Flying Doctors have been flying medical missions since 1975, most recently right here in the Morongo Basin when they provided healthcare and vision services to residents here free of charge. Their overall mission is to build and strengthen underserved communities through healthcare, education, and volunteerism. The tournament is Saturday, April 20th. You can get more information about signing up or sponsoring the tournament at this story on our website or call Jeffrey Grabow at 760-898-0535. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
And finally, if you weren't able to view the partial solar eclipse yesterday, it was at its peak right after 11 a.m. Us Southern Californians only saw about half of the sun blocked out, while other areas in the path of totality got to experience an almost total blockage of the sun as the moon passed between it and the Earth. Z1077 News listener Timothy Curry sent in some of the photos he took. You can see them at our website, z1077fm.com. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips at z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.